for the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show, Minds Over Matter. Host Dana Rodriguez is joined this week by Kira Pace and Joshua Cosman. You might be Dana Rodriguez, or you might not, but here he is to host the show.
Thank you, David, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. Hope you are having a lovely Sunday afternoon. We also hope you can spare us an hour of your time tonight, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program, so that's what we're looking for. This is the 5 o'clock hour, and we hope you can stay with us until 6 anyway. Of course, you might want to stay with us after 6 as well, because David will be doing the classical music show. And I'm sure he would appreciate that. Okay, but if you have a question in mind or you'd like to answer one of ours, the two phone numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Or toll free. Yes, we still have a toll free number, 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. Just to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. That is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That is the numeral one. Again, that's mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. I want to say thank you for all those who have been sending us emails about where the show may end up going. I don't know, but that's still up in the air. So we'll let you know as soon as we have more news about that. And but I appreciate all of you who got in contact with us. Again, that's mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. And of course, if you'd like to hear us in live stream, that is at kalw.org. And if you'd like to hear the podcast, it should be up reasonably soon after our show tonight. Also at kalw.org and many other places as well. We start with KALW. I'm sure they would appreciate that. We'll be covering just about every subject, so I'm not going to go down that long list. But we're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. And here it is. Kira Pace can't get Serbia's Eurovision song out of her head, but now her hands are probably the cleanest they've ever been.
Beachy Strava. Well, Joshua Cosman heard there was a secret chord, but he doesn't really care for music. Do you? Hallelujah.
Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, is in Southern Oregon tonight, a land of friendly people, and in the grocery stores, the widest variety of frozen corn dogs and tater tots in civilization.
I was so amazed, but anyway, that's why how these people live.
Why are you in Oregon?
My brother lives up here.
Excellent.
I have to say, like, maybe corn dogs abound, but combos do not. I found out the hard way. You cannot find combos, or at least I could not find combos in Southern Oregon. It was very upsetting.
I'll keep my eyes out for you.
I wish you would.
And all right. All that being said, we will begin the questioning with Kira Pace.
All right, so I have a lead-in question for you, followed by a list question. And here's the lead-in. Who won last night's Eurovision Song Contest?
Well, Ukraine.
Do you happen to know the name of the act?
I'm sure I read it, but I did not stick with me, I'm afraid.
All right, so maybe one of our callers could call in with the name of the Ukrainian act that won Eurovision last night with
right.
their song.
It was a group, I know that, when men and women, but
I think just men.
Oh, but, really? Just men? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, with their song Stefania. So if someone wants to call in with the name of that group, that would be awesome. And here is my list question for you. 34 of the past 66 Eurovision winning songs have been in English, and there has been one song each in Danish, Serbo-Croat, which is what the Yugoslav set of languages was called when the song won, Serbian and Crimean Tatar and Portuguese. What are the other nine languages that have been featured in more than one Eurovision winning song?
So it doesn't necessarily have to be the same country. It can be a language that's used by more than one country, correct?
And in fact, it doesn't even have to be used by that country necessarily. Last night in the Eurovision grand finale or final, there was there were some countries that that did their songs in languages that weren't the major languages of their own country. So
English, you said, the ones you ruled out were English?
So yes, 34 were in English of 66. Mm-hmm. And then there were one each in Danish, Serbo-Croat, Serbian, Crimean, Tatar, and Portuguese. So and there are...
If we make the list of all the other ones that are neither 34 nor singletons, and
nor
we'll get
zero
to all of 66?
Yes, that is correct.
French.
French is the next most. 15 of the song winners have been in French.
Dana?
Well, okay. Italian?
Italian is one of the languages. There have been three Italian winning entries.
Do you want to tell us how many languages we're looking for?
Yeah,
total of that's nine. Right. It was a total of nine.
You said that?
I did.
I'm sorry.
That's
I apologize.
Okay. There was a lot in that question.
There was. Well,
I'll say Dutch too.
Dutch is also three.
All right. Okay. I'll stop there.
I don't know anything about, I literally know nothing about Eurovision, but I have the impression that there was at least one Israeli entry in Hebrew, and the fact that, I mean, I would have thought there could be no more than one, but if there's not zero, then maybe there's two.
As it turns out, there are three.
Dang.
Israel has had three winning songs that they've performed in Hebrew.
Okay,
then. So those are actually the most. So we have French with 15, Dutch with three, Italian with three, and Hebrew with three. Looking for five more languages, each of those languages has had two songs.
So right. Has there been more than one Ukraine won last night? Has there been more than one Ukrainian winner?
There has. Ukraine's song last night was in Ukrainian, and that is one of two winning Eurovision songs in Ukrainian. Okay. So that's another one. Right. There's a bell.
Do you know how long ago the last Ukrainian entry? I guess it couldn't have been that long.
It was 21st century.
All right, yeah.
But I don't remember the year.
Okay. And so just repeat that question, please.
Sure. 34 of the past 66 Eurovision winning songs have been in English, and there's been one song each in Danish, Serbo-Croat, Serbian, Crimean, Tatar, and Portuguese. What are the other nine languages that have been featured in more than one Eurovision winning song? And the ones the guys got so far are French, Dutch, Italian, Hebrew, and Ukrainian. Looking for four more languages, and each of those four languages has had two winners exactly.
Okay, and Josh, please.
Okay, I've actually been sitting on this question for a while. You're familiar with Cockney rhyming slang, by which, for example, the phrase trouble and strife is a slang term for one's wife, because strife and wife rhyme. I'm going to give you some Cockney rhyming slang words. You tell me what they mean, what those words or phrases mean and why. So I have seven of them. Apples, frog, titfer, it's spelled T-I-T-F-E-R, raspberry, Khyber, spelled K-H-Y-B-E-R, butchers, butcher apostrophe S, and Brahms. So these are Cockney rhyming slang words. which go through a sort of convoluted etymology to arrive at their referent. Tell me what they refer to and what they why those words refer to them. Apples, frog, titfur, raspberry, Khyber, butchers, and Brahms.
Well, apples and pears, those are stairs.
That is correct. Apples or apples and stairs.
And that, that may be the only one I know right offhand. Let me go ahead, Kira.
Is Khyber a little naughty?
A little bit, yeah.
Is that one's bum?
Yes.
And for why? Khyber Pass.
Rhymes with?
It rhymes with arse.
Arse, that's exactly right. Good. So apples are stairs because of apples and pears. Khyber is your bum because Khyber Pass. And the others are frog, titfur, raspberry, butchers, and Brahms.
What's that? I'm sorry, the last one. What was
Brahms,
it again?
Brahms, B-R-A-H-M-S.
Okay. All right, leave that out. Mm-hmm. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Tom and Debbie in Napa. Good evening.
Good evening.
And a couple quick guesses for Eurovision. Mm-hmm. Swedish
has had two. Sweden has won several times, but two of the songs have been in Swedish. That is correct.
And Esperanto. Probably
no,
not.
No to Esperanto.
Okay. And frog, mm-hmm. that perchance an Englishman?
It is not an Englishman. Why? Good guess, but why?
And I had no idea. I wasn't going to be able to answer the rhyming part. So.
Oh, okay.
But, and I think it's more American. I've heard us referring to the Brits as frogs, and maybe it's because they're across the pond.
No, I think at that point, a frog is usually refers to a French person.
Oh, that, now that you say that, yes. Ding,
yeah,
that's
but
right.
That's not, that's a different.
Still wrong, but
yeah.
Okay. So last week I had asked about worldwide access to broadband, and it was surprisingly low in some senses. And with a follow-up toward that in the United States, looking at Americans who do not use the Internet by age, between various groupings between the ages of 18 and 64, the highest percent in the groupings that don't use the Internet is 4%. That's in the United States by age. From 65 plus, what does that percentage jump to? And it jumps substantially.
Well,
and admittedly, you're just taking guesses.
Yep, we're just taking guesses. I'll say 30%.
Close, but I guess luckily lower. Not a whole lot lower, okay. But you're in the right kind of a ballpark. That's the kind of jump from 4% to that it goes to. It's 25% of, and this is according to displaying my age here. AARP came up with that statistic.
All right.
Another measure narrows it down to rural homes without broadband access, and they did it by state. The lowest state in the United States, only 1%. Of rural homes are without access. And in the highest state, 42% are without. This is rural broadband access. Care to hazard a guess? One, to me, the lowest percentage of not having access seems guessable or logical, I guess, due to the socioeconomic status of the state. The highest percent not having access, there's so many states that are challenged. This one isn't a surprise, but it's not necessarily the first one that would have come to mind.
But well, can I just ask this one little question about it? Is the lack of broadband, does it have anything to do with the possible lack of electricity in some rural homes as well?
The article doesn't provide, it's a very good question, and it doesn't provide enough insight to answer.
Okay. Josh, Kira?
I got nothing.
I'll say the how about Vermont for the highest percentage of rural homes that do have broadband?
It is the northeastern United States. Guess again.
Maine?
No. My comment about socioeconomic status is a good, decent hint.
All right, Connecticut?
Bingo. Connecticut, nice. With 1% lack of rural access, and the highest at 42%, and now you're really just guessing.
Right, we are.
It's in the Southwest.
Oh.
So it's not like Mississippi or Louisiana or...
Then I would say New Mexico.
And you would be correct. That's impressive. Yeah. Yes, 42% in New Mexico.
Right.
Thank you all. I love the show. All the best.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Very much.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 5 p.m. If you would like to join us, the two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255 with a question or answer. Our panel tonight, that would be Kira Pace, technical editor, Joshua Cosman, music critic for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you are listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. Okay, let me give you a couple of questions here. I don't know if this has come up. A couple of these questions are, you know, this is the kind of stuff that Josh may ask from time to time, and he's been doing the show for so long, I can't guarantee that these things haven't come up yet. Maybe they have, maybe they haven't. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm bound to have forgotten by now.
All right. Okay. I'm depending on that. Every place name in this country ends with a vowel except the capital city.
Oh, a different
this
country.
Is like a Jeopardy question when you say this. So not in the United States. You're just saying there is a country.
Yeah. The country.
Okay. Yeah, I thought every place in America.
Sorry about
that. I don't think so, dude.
Yes, once more.
So in what country?
Outside of the United States, yes. Every place name in an individual country that I'm looking, the individual country that I'm looking for, ends with a vowel except for the name of the capital.
How is that? Every single one they like.
Every single one.
Huh. I have never heard this question. I like it. I like the idea that there's that all the place names in this country are countable. You know.
I mean, this must be a very small place.
It's a teeny little. Well, either that or it's a function of the language.
I would sort of aim a little more toward the function of the language, to be honest with you.
Hmm.
So once more, every place name, I can't say even the tiniest little hamlet, but every city over 500 people in this country, the place name ends with a vowel except for the name of the capital.
Hmm. So Kira, let's riddle this together. What about the theory that it's a colonialized country in which all of the place names are in the local language, but the capital city is, you know, New Berlin or something?
Sure.
Don't waste your time.
No? No. I waste my time all the time. I'm used to it.
Well, think about that.
All right, I'll think about it. Let's go on to the second question. All right.
The second question is, what are the two cities in California, over 10,000 people in population, that have A-E-I-O-N-U in their names?
Super vocalics.
What are the two cities in California that have over 10,000 in population that have A-E-I-O-N-U in no particular order in their names?
Right. Boy, I hope Ken's not listening. He's going to be very upset with us for not knowing this. Don't know. Have to think about it.
All right. So once more, I'm looking for a country in which every place name of any of more than 10 people ends with a vowel except for the capital city. And what are the two California cities that have A-E-I-O-N-U in no particular order in their names?
Once each or multiple times possible?
A very good question. And I will say, I think it looks like once each from looking at it. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll say that.
Good. Good.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, Seed. So I'm not going to ask any question today because of a couple of good announcements. One of them is good. The lunar eclipse, we're going to have total eclipse tonight. So the eclipse, you have to look down southeast. It begins at 7:28 Pacific time. That is about roughly 2 hours from now. And you'll get total eclipse at 9:11 tonight. So 9:11, you will see the blood moon. What do you call blood moon? Did you ever get it? Hello?
Yeah, what was the question about that?
The eclipse begins at 7:28 Pacific time.
Right, it's the blood moon.
It begins at 7:28. The blood moon happened at 9:11.
What's the question?
Oh, no question. I'm saying announce.
Oh, you're just telling us? Oh. You're educating us.
I'm telling you. So everybody will go southeast and look at it. It's beautiful. The second announcement, I want to rush to do a prayer for that great Palestinian-American journalist that was shot, sharpshooters, Israelis, right in her face while she had her press uniform on and all of that. Please have a prayer for this beautiful woman. Her name is Shireen Al-Akli. Thank you. Always grateful. Always grateful.
All right.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Eve. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds of Matter.
Hi, it's Peter and Bernal.
Hey, Peter.
For Eurovision languages, how about German?
German is correct. Two winners in German.
And possibly Polish?
Not Polish.
Okay. For the rhyming slang, the only one that I know is to take a butcher's. Butcher's hook, take a look.
That's exactly right.
Good.
Butcher's is a look because it's butcher's hook. Well done.
I have asked the question before about which state capital is the oldest and continuous use.
Yes.
And the answer was Annapolis, Maryland. I have a kind of follow-up question on that.
Wait a minute. No.
I thought it was Santa Fe.
You might get an argument about that. It's not Santa Fe? I agree with Josh.
A state capital?
State capital.
That's what I've always heard was that it was Santa Fe.
That is older than Annapolis, yes.
that's not what they say in Maryland, anyway.
Well, perhaps it's because Maryland was a state before. Maybe it has something to do with a function of when it joined the Union. I don't know.
Possible.
That could very well be. In any case, state capitol building in Maryland has an annex that was built in the early 20th century in which the current legislature, House and Senate, sit. Many state houses, especially the older ones, have been added on to enlarge the office space and the chambers. My question is, what state house is the oldest in which the House and Senate still meet in the original chambers?
Can you give us an idea? Well, maybe that would give it away. Is it older than the 19th century?
No.
Okay. So it only matters that it's the original state house and not that's still
chamber.
In the same use.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, how about, I'm just guessing. How about Vermont?
Close, but not.
That's tiny, I know. Close, you mean geographically?
You wouldn't think with the large legislature that they have, that they wouldn't have had to build a new building, but they haven't.
Oh, does this make it Massachusetts?
No.
Okay.
Does it make it New Hampshire then?
It does.
All right.
And can I ask another state house question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Speaking of the Massachusetts state house, the cornerstone was laid for that state house in 1795. who was the Freemason who presided over the ceremonies of that stone laying?
Well, this is obviously somebody fairly famous who happened to have been a Freemason. Like, for instance, George Washington was a Freemason.
Yeah.
So could it be George Washington?
It was not.
All right.
Somebody more connected to Massachusetts.
Right. Okay. Well, that
someone
makes sense.
Whose copper company produced the copper sheathing with which the State House was for many years covered.
And Paul Revere?
Paul Revere.
Paul Revere. Very good.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Good show.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And let's see. Kira, why don't you go ahead?
All right. I have a two-part question. So more Eurovision, but you can answer these without knowing anything about Eurovision. All right. So since 2008, Eurovision winners are presented with a handmade glass trophy in the shape of a mid-century microphone. The trophy is created by what European glassmakers? And also this year, France's entrant sang their song in neither French nor English. What language did they perform their song in?
Hmm. How about Arabic?
Nope. That's a good guess, but no.
I didn't see any of this, so I'm just guessing. Did they perform their song in, for instance, Ukrainian as a solidarity thing?
That is also a good guess, but no. This is a more, we'll call it, regionally applicable reason.
Oh, like Breton or Basque or something like that?
Breton is correct.
Breton.
Ooh,
all right.
Nice.
All right.
Nice job. So that just leaves since 2008, Eurovision winners are presented with a handmade glass trophy in the shape of a mid-century microphone. This trophy is created by what European glassmaker?
All right. And the two numbers to join us are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Josh, why don't you just go ahead, too?
Sure. I was inspired by our recent conversation about state capitals to spring this one on you. This was not on my sheet, but here's my question. If you go to the state capitol in Santa Fe, if you visit the state capitol and walk around the halls there, you will see, among other people, a portrait of an author who wrote the book that was the basis for what Oscar-winning movie? And when I say Oscar-winning movie, I mean the movie won the Best Picture Oscar.
Then I imagine that would be General Lew Wallace, who is the territorial governor of New Mexico, who wrote Ben-Hur.
Can't get anything past Dana. That was well done. All right.
All right. Give us another question.
All right. Sure. This is a question that I brought in last time, and nobody bid on it, and I stomped off in a petulant snip, and I said, "Well, I'm not going to tell you the answers. I'm going to bring it back." So, in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, there are actually four individual performers who have the same first and last initial. Doesn't mean they have the same initials as one another. It means each of them has the same initials, like George Gershwin, if he were in there, or Federico Fellini, if he were in there, but they're not. There are four of them. Last time I thought there were three. I have to give a shout out to Greg Van Mechelen of Berkeley, who emailed me afterwards and said, "Didn't you miss one?" And indeed I had. So there are four, and these are rock artists who are in the Hall of Fame as individual performers. Unlike, for example, Joan Jett, who is in the Hall of Fame with her band, the Blackhearts.
And do they use their first and last name? Like,
they use yes.
Okay, so it's not like Absolutely. A Little Richard if Little Richard's last name were Renneman instead of
Henry. No. Okay. No tricks, no jokes, no fooling around. This is real.
And what are you going to do if they don't get it this time?
I'll give it to you, but I thought I'd pull it in earlier in the show this time.
All right, here we go.
These are all famous people. You've heard of them.
I do not yet have a guess. I have to mull as I try and figure out what on earth California city has a U in it. So
yeah, there you go. I am going to use the same general excuse, except I can't use that question because it was my question. But yes, I had to think about
all
that
right.
too.
All right. We'll pass it along to listeners. They have more time.
All right.
So four individual artists in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame who have each of whom has the same first and last initial. So if Edward Elgar were in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which he's not, he would be an answer to this question.
I would love that, but no, it's not going to happen, I guess. No. Okay. And since we are about halfway through, let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Kira, we will start with you.
Okay. So we established that Ukraine won last night's Eurovision Song Contest. I am looking for the name of the Ukrainian act that won. Also, 34 of the past 66 Eurovision Song winners have been in English. We were looking for the 9 other languages that had multiple winners. And we have French, Dutch, Italian, Hebrew, German, Swedish, and Ukrainian so far, looking for 2 more. And finally, since 2008, Eurovision winners are presented with a handmade glass trophy in the shape of a mid-century microphone. This trophy is created by what European glassmakers?
All right. And Josh?
All right. I'm not going to repeat the Hall of Fame question, but I will say that I'm looking for the meanings of these terms from Cockney rhyming slang: frog, titfur, raspberry, and Brahms. What do they mean and why?
All right. And every place name of note in this country ends with a vowel except the capital. What country am I looking for? Every place name in this particular individual country, not the United States, ends with a vowel except the capital city. What country is that? And what are the 2 California cities that I could find anyway that have A-E-I-O-N-U in their titles, their names? What are the 2 California cities that have an A-E-I-O-N-U in no particular order in their names? Okay. All right. I'm going to give you...
Your country isn't Bolivia, is it?
It is not.
Okay. I didn't think so.
What about Mongolia?
Not Mongolia.
Okay.
They're both good guesses, but no. All right. I'm going to give you a list of definitions of obscure words or lesser known words, perhaps, that start with a P. Remember, all the answers start with P.
Again,
these are lesser known words that start with P. I will give you the definitions. Number 1, heartburn.
Say it again.
Number 1 is heartburn.
Okay.
Number 2 is long-winded or garrulous. Number 3 is flea killer, F-L-E-A, flea killer. Number 4 is rubber-soled canvas shoes. Number 5 is the release of breath after consonant. The release of a breath after saying a consonant. I assume that's what they mean. And number 6 is winking. All the answers start with the letter P. Number 1, heartburn. Number 2, long-winded or garrulous. Number 3, flea killer. Number 4, rubber-soled canvas shoes. Number 5, the release of breath after a consonant. Number 6, winking. I'll give you each at least 1 guess.
Yeah.
For the release of breath after a consonant, are you looking for some form of plosive?
That is, yes, I will accept that.
Right.
Plosion is the word they're looking for, but that's fine.
Okay.
Good job.
And the rubber-soled shoe is a plimsoll.
That is correct. Very good.
Flea killer could just be a pesticide.
I was going to say.
Not a pesticide. Not that.
Is it only fleas that it kills?
Yes, they're flea specific. Let's put it that way.
Is there something like pusicide or something?
No, you're on the right track, but not quite
it's
there.
It's probably the same root that. Long-winded is prolix.
Correct. Good.
That's all I got.
All right. There we go. So the ones we have left are, remember, all the answers start with a P. The ones we have left are heartburn, flea killer, and winking. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, everybody. It's Hayes, San Francisco.
Hi, Hayes. Hey, Hayes.
Obviously, for me, it's going to be the Cockney rhyming slang.
Okay. bring it on, man.
Here we go. Frog is road, tit for tat.
Yeah, tell them why. You know, frog, they got a...
Frog and toad road, tit for tat hat. Brahms is inebriated, but actually it's pissed. Brahms and Liszt.
Right.
And raspberry, unfortunately, has rather an untoward one, but also the one you're probably looking for is nipple. Raspberry ripple, nipple.
Oh, no, I was looking for the other one. I wasn't aware of
the
nipple.
Oh, really? The Ian Jewelry mentioned one? Really? A cripple?
I wasn't aware of that one, because the thing about raspberry, Hayes, is that it means the same thing in America. I mean, we use that expression. We don't generally know that it's Cockney rhyming slang by derivation. But, when you go, that's a raspberry.
It's raspberry ripple. It means nipple, or unfortunately, somebody who's not able to walk, which is cripple, which is a horrible word to use nowadays.
Yeah.
Since I'm so politically correct, of course. Speaking of politically correct, I've got a question for you. Some people think Senator Manchin should have been in the Flintstones. Why is that?
I'm sorry, what's the question?
Why do some people think that Senator Manchin should have been in the Flintstones?
Does it have something to do with... That must have something to do with his name, because they're all... Correct?
No.
Is this a joke about, like, Stone Age beliefs, or...?
No. I'll just tell you, because otherwise it'll get silly. Dino, because he's a Democrat in name only. And that's their pet, Dino. That's another bad one. And also, I think if you guys move to Monday, 7 in the evening would work. Originally, I thought you were going to go for 7 in the morning. That one definitely wouldn't work.
No, that's the next step. But
really, they're going to push you to midnight. Yeah. Okay, but 7 on Monday night would be great for me.
All right.
And just
thank you, Hayes.
Carry on having
Appreciate it.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. Is France the country with the vowels and all that?
It is not. I'm sure there are plenty of places that do end in a vowel, but
That's not the country. How about for the glassmaker, is it Swarovski?
That is a very good guess. It is incorrect, but a very good guess. And we are looking for a sort of luxury name like that. So, luxury on the right track.
Okay. Well, since I can't get any of the answers, I'll give you a couple of my easy peasy ones, okay? Okay.
All right.
I lace up my blank the bugs away.
Once more, I didn't quite hear the whole thing. So you said you lace up your blank.
I lace up my blank to go for a run, let's say. Or blank the bugs away.
Ew.
So
the word is the same. It sounds the same.
Shoe.
My Nike blank.
Shoe.
Good. Very good. Here's the other one. I carry my blank to the grocery store. I blank my lips.
Purse.
She got it. All right.
Yeah.
Well, just for all the people out there the ones you guys have are so hard. I tried words for all the mission towns, and I didn't come up with anything so far for the vowels A E I O U in the California towns.
Yeah, that's a hard one, huh?
Yeah, it's stumping us.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, though. We appreciate your questions.
All right. Thank you for the show.
All right. Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 5 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. If you'd like to join us, by all means, call one of these two numbers, area code 415-841-4134, with a question or answer, or toll-free 866-798-8255. And all right, Kira or Josh, who has a reasonably short question?
One.
Go ahead.
What most decorated figure skater in U.S. history is Joe Biden's current nominee to be the U.S. ambassador to Belize? Again, what most decorated figure skater in U.S. history is Joe Biden's current nominee to be the U.S. ambassador to Belize?
So you're not saying if this is a man or a woman.
Nope.
But I guess it's probably a woman. Christy Yamaguchi.
That is incorrect.
All right.
It is true that she does have an Olympic medal, but she is not the
most.
She's not the most decorated.
Okay. Mm. All right. That's something that one of our listeners will get for sure. I don't know why I gave myself a bell. I'm sorry. And
you are correct that one of the listeners will probably get it.
Yes.
That word probably is what earns you that.
Yeah. Bell. Somebody I'm married to, no doubt. And Josh, if you have a short question.
This is a short one that I think will probably knock out of the park. But I'll try it anyway. Who was the only person in U.S. history to serve as the governor of two different states?
I'm actually a little surprised there's only one, but let's think about that.
Oh, all right. I thought this was something.
So were they states at the time? They weren't territories or anything like that?
Yeah, they were states.
Okay.
That's my understanding. I say that with the full confidence of a mediocre white man, but I don't really, I believe that's true.
Oh, all right. I have to think about that. Mm-hmm. So is this what you would consider a famous American?
Oh, yes.
All right.
Both were states when this person was the governor.
Okay. Is this person more famous for being from one state than the other?
Maybe. But I mean, to me, yes, but that may be a function of my less than masterful knowledge of American history.
Okay. All right. Leave it out. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, how about Peggy Fleming?
I
haven't thought about her in a long time.
Was she the governor of two states?
That's you, Kira.
No. Oh.
Ambassador, skater.
Oh, that is, yeah, sorry. I was trying to figure out which question that was. No, Peggy Fleming is not correct.
Oh, well. Okay, just to recap from last week, because this is, remember Lewis and Clark and the core of discovery and all that, anyway, you know, from the Kentucky Derby. How does that relate to yesterday, the date yesterday, Saturday the 14th? What was that? You don't know?
No.
It was the beginning date of the core of discovery expedition. It started yesterday in 1804. By the way. Hey, okay. Who was born on May 6th of 1856? So 5656.
Huh.
That's not much to go on.
No, many people. Let's see.
I would need to know why this person is famous.
Was it William Howard Taft?
He's famous for... Well, it's Sigmund Freud, to tell you the truth. Anyway.
Oh.
I want to leave that up to... Now, go. I'm going to connect that with... Who was the founder of Motown Records?
Barry Gordy.
Barry Gordy.
What's his name?
Barry Gordy.
What's his first name?
Barry.
Spell it.
B-E-R-R-Y.
You're right. I thought it was Barry until a few hours ago.
No.
Anyway, so he was also a songwriter. And he wrote the song ABC, Easy as 1, 2, 3, which was recorded by?
Jackson 5.
Jackson 5. Now, what's the connection between Jackson 5 and Sigmund Freud?
This is a very meandering way.
No, the person, one of the members of Jackson 5 was
shares
born
a
on
birthday he, with Sigmund Freud.
No, yeah, and really, he was born the day before Sigmund Freud, May 4th of the year 1951 was who was born. It relates to the Jackson 5.
Was it Michael?
No.
It was Jermaine.
Who's the oldest brother?
Yeah.
Marlon.
No, older?
Don't know.
Well, there's only Tito. Is it Tito?
Tito?
No, older?
Wait a minute. There's only Jermaine, Marlon, Tito, Michael.
Yeah, it's the other one.
Joe Jr. or something?
Jackie.
We don't.
Jackie, okay.
What's Jackie's real name?
No, we don't know that.
It is Sigmund. The only other Sigmund I know was born the date before Sigmund Freud. Do you believe Sigmund Jackson changed his name to Jackie Jackson? I think that was a good move. Maybe Barry Gordy.
I agree. Good move.
How many Sigmunds do you know? Sigmund Jackson.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sure thing.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, let's see here.
Give us a good one, Dana.
Let's see. What can I give you? It's pretty short. All right. What's the only country to have cows on their national flag?
What?
What's the only country to have two cows actually, on their national flag?
Are the cows on? Are they within like some sort of seal that's on the flag?
Yeah, more or less. You could say that.
Where are cows grazing?
Where are the Maasai? Where do the Maasai live?
That's not. You're on the wrong track.
Isn't that Kenya?
No.
Okay. No. So, what is the only country to have cows on their national flag?
Hmm. And this is a full on like UN member nation. We're not talking about like Jersey or something like that.
Yes, it is a UN member nation. Okay. Yes.
I don't know.
All right.
We're really striking out here tonight, I feel.
I swear. You know what? I'm just going to guess a rando European country with a seal, and I don't know what the seal looks like. So Portugal.
That's it. No, there are numerous things on the Portuguese flag, but not cows.
Yes, and I know what zero of them are. So
yeah.
I figure two cows might be among them. Evidently not.
All right. Leave that out. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, it's Bill in El Cerrito.
Hi, Bill.
Hey. Let's see. Kira, the Eurovision Award, this is a long shot. Is it made by Yadrow?
It is not. Since time is short, I will tell you that it is one of the Swedish glassmakers, if that helps.
Okay, that doesn't help me, but no, somebody else will get that. Mm-hmm. The two cities in California with the vowels in their name, I think one of them is Mountain View.
That is correct. Mountain View, California.
Oh, so good.
Wow.
Nice
All
job.
Right. Well, we didn't. That has two
Only because so. I used to work down there, yeah.
Oh, well. Now, did that really screw you up with that, if I said?
That's all right. I wouldn't have thought of it. That's good.
Yeah. Good job on that, by the way.
Okay, and let's see, here's a quick question. This is a sort of piggybacking on Eve's announcement, astronomical events. Where is the nearest major star-forming region to our solar system?
You mean what the name of it would be, or you're looking for?
Yes.
Okay.
Got a name.
Gosh, I do not know. It's not, I mean, I just have to fall back on something stupid like the Milky Way, but I'm sure
there are. The Milky Way is a galaxy.
Okay.
This is a, you know where stars are formed in big clouds of dust and gas and all that stuff, right?
Okay. I do not know. Kira or Josh?
No.
We do not know.
Tell us. Educate us.
Okay. It's actually up in the Orion Nebula.
Whoa. Huh. Okay.
Yeah, that's the closest to it. And I'd like to see you guys on Monday nights.
All right.
Thanks.
We'll put it out there. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. So for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, item one, Steve Stills. And item two, a fellow named McKinley Morganfield. Those are his legal names.
That's a good call.
You know him as Muddy Waters.
Yes, I do not have – that's a fair cop. I do not have him on the list. And I don't have Steve Stills on the list because I don't think he's in there as a solo artist. I could be wrong. But my guess is, you know
– Well, you know, I mean, there was Steve Stills and Manassas, which I take to be solo artist because it's him and whatever sideman that week. I don't have a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame roster sitting here, so you know.
All right. Well,
I'm quite sure Muddy Waters.
You're absolutely right about Muddy Waters, and I should have thought of that when I scanned the list that was not his legal name. So take a bell for that. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 5 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. You want to give us a quick call? We'll try to take as many as we can. That number is 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Josh, I have a question for you about that governor of two states question you asked earlier.
Bring it.
So they were definitely both states at the time that he was governor. Just
that
want to
is
make
correct.
Absolutely sure.
That is correct. And I mean, if you want to take it that as a hint, you might say one of them was not a state yet when he was the governor of the other state. So he moved from one state where he was the governor and then went and made his name in the other state and subsequently becoming the governor there after
all right.
it became
Having
a state.
Said that.
Yeah. Now you got it.
Then that makes me think that possibly the one that was not a state was Texas.
That is correct.
Is that?
Okay. That is correct. So we are talking about who?
Well, to be absolutely honest, I did not recall if the person I'm thinking of, I don't remember them as being the governor of two states, but I'll just guess.
Nevertheless.
That it was maybe Sam Houston.
That is correct. He was the governor of Tennessee before becoming the governor of Texas. He was the governor of Tennessee.
Interesting.
Thereby covering all the states that begin with T, which was probably not the goal, but a good side accomplishment.
All right. Very good.
So since time is short, the four individual performers, could you give us the initials?
Sure. Two women initialed JJ.
Oh, Janis Joplin.
And
one.
Someone else who came up earlier, almost came up earlier this evening. Whose family was we were just talking about.
Oh, Janet Jackson.
Correct.
Okay. Oh, very
and
good.
A great female artist with initials TT.
Tina Turner.
Correct. And the one that I had missed before, I'm just going to give you that. Well, I'll give you the initials. It's a triple, BBB. The middle B is a nickname. First and last names also start with B.
B? That's no. It. No, wait a minute. Now, the middle name is a nickname.
Yeah.
All right. Leave that out.
All right. Leave that one out.
And is it the Big Bopper?
It is not the Big Bopper. That's a good guess.
I don't actually know what his name is.
I don't know whether he is in the Hall of Fame or not. I opened up a thing on my computer here because I wanted to check. He is not in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And Steves and Stills, as I suspected, is in there twice, once with CSN and once with Buffalo Springfield, but not on his own.
Okay. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
I have to turn my radio down. There we go. So basically, I'm trying for the Eurovision thing.
Okay.
Spanish and Gaelic.
Spanish is correct. Not Gaelic. But I will say that it is basically in the northern European region.
Well, that's a clue for somebody else. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thanks,
Thomas. Thanks, Thomas. Bye-bye. All right. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening. Sparky and Maddie in Connecticut. How are you all doing?
Good.
Hi.
All right. So Dion DiMucci is actually in as Dion, right?
Oh. Yeah, all right.
Or Dion and Belmont.
I don't know. I didn't think to.
No, that's quite all right. So Dana, the other California town with all the vowels, Huntington Beach.
That is correct. Oh. Huntington Beach, California. Very good.
All right. That's it. We're done. Bye.
All right.
Thanks, Sparky.
Thank you. Okay, it's going to take us a little bit to clean up here, so I guess we'll start with Kira. What do we got?
The only other language with more than one Eurovision song winner is Norwegian. The trophy makers are the Swedish glassmaking company Kostra Boda, and the Kalush Orchestra is the name of the Ukrainian winners. And I believe, the most decorated figure skater in U.S. history, that is Joe Biden's current nominee to be the U.S. ambassador to Belize, is Michelle Kwan.
Oh, of course. Cockney rhyming slang. I asked for the meaning of raspberry. Hayes said it was a nipple because of raspberry ripple. That may well be true. I wouldn't doubt him, but I am under the impression that the raspberry that we call raspberry, you know, like, is because it's a raspberry tart and therefore a fart. And the Hall of Famer that nobody got was Bobby Blue Bland. Thanks again to Greg Van Mechelen of Berkeley for calling my attention to that one.
All right. And let's see, the lesser known words that start with a P, heartburn, pyrosis, flea killer, pollicide, and winking is palpebration.
So we say.
And the only country to have cows on their national flag, it is in Europe, by the way, that would be Andorra. And every place name in this country, which happens to be in Europe, ends with a vowel except the capital, and that is
Liechtenstein.
Estonia. Tallinn, really? Estonia. Yes. Look it up.
No, I believe you.
And if we didn't get to your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 5 p.m. And my thanks to our panel tonight. That would be Kira Pace, technical editor, Joshua Cosman from the San Francisco Chronicle. Our thanks to David Latulik for hunting the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. Have a great week, everybody. This is your moderator, Dan Rodriguez, saying bye-bye. And join us next Sunday at 5. Bye-bye.
And a correction from an astute listener saying that the lunar eclipse tonight is from 8:29 to 9:52 here in the Bay Area. So, Eid, may be a little premature getting your binoculars out. But do stay tuned to KLW while you're watching.
Ain't wrong. it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.